Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to a new broadcast week of Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day, always hoping that you pick up something meaningful from it, so that you can change your world by having persuasive and meaningful conversations with people who are persuadable in your world. What if it can happen here? Because it's happening in Canada, folks. I'm going to get into a new bill in Canada called C4, and I want to thank a particular state employee who shall not be named. It basically criminalizes Christianity in Canada. Now, the elements of this thing are very similar to what has actually been proposed in America. I'll get into this a little bit. Also, some other things that are worthy of mention here. The Newberg Graphic has a story about what Oregonians are most worried about based on this ongoing survey from the Oregon Values and Beliefs Center. Apparently, it is now by 75%. 75% of the respondents say homelessness is their primary concern. Now, it was a survey of 1,233 people, 18 years of older. Now, the thing about this is these are not voters, not entirely voters, okay? You got to understand that. Oh, and they are also measuring the opinions of the BIPOC versus the white people, of course. But it does give you a little bit of an insight into what's going on in the minds of people in Oregon these days. Also, Democrats have a new Speaker of the House. They elected Dan Rayfield, uber liberal from Corvallis, and Julie Fahey, the West Eugene Junction City area, to be the majority leader. So the Dems will continue in the same direction. Also, this story about homelessness being the number one concern, well, that will change, and it'll change because crime is going to continue to escalate under Kate Brown and Mike Schmidt and the other DAs that refuse to prosecute people. Like Kate Brown pardoned this guy, but 53 felonies. He'd been convicted. Melvin Tillman, mostly robberies. Kate goes ahead and commutes him because of worried about COVID, because this guy's older. Now, as Coin6 reported, yeah, he's robbing again. He's still out. He's still a criminal. He's still out doing things. And they have video of this guy. Now, my prediction to you, as Kate continues to commute the sentences of violent murderers and rapists, this will change from homelessness. Because ultimately, yeah, you care about homelessness and how it impacts your community, and that's the compassionate and right thing to do. But when it comes to your own personal safety and that of your family, nothing is more important. And I mean nothing at all. There's a conservative conference that was called Reopen America, or Reawaken America Tour. Clay Clark's with General Flynn and Roger Stone was coming to the Redmond, Oregon, Deschutes County Expo Center on April 1st and 2nd. Well, it's been changed. It's coming to Salem instead. And the reason that it is because the conservative organizer said they talked to the Deschutes County officials, county commissioners, and they said the mask mandate wouldn't be enforced. The officials at Deschutes County said, no, that's not true. We're definitely, and I know two of these Deschutes County commissioners, Tony DeBone and Patty Adair. Both of these are people that are quoted in the story. This is from the Redmond paper. He said, no, we never said that. We're not going to go around. Well, of course. So at any rate, it's been moved. It is coming to Salem. It is coming to Salem at the River Church. Okay? So this is a good thing. The Reawakening Tour, it's going to be at the River Church, and it will be April 1st and 2nd here in Salem. So if you have tickets, or if you still are planning on purchasing tickets, you probably better do it quickly, because it'll be sold out. I mean, it basically already is. The River Church can only handle so many people. So the Reawakening Tour is being moved from Redmond to the River Church. Be April 1st, April 2nd with General Flynn, Roger Stone, and a host of other people. They're also, just to let you know, there's a Freedom March, a third Freedom March, this time on January 22nd, this month, at noon in Malala, at 304 West Main Street, Malala. There's going to be a Silverton rally also that is in the planning stage. And the River Church is hosting, they're kind of busy these days, on February 17th, a Republican governor's debate. 13 candidates are confirmed. There is a flyer that has been put out. Most of the major candidates are going to be there. So that is the Republican governor's debate. And they're doing that, the Marion County Republican Party, along with the River Church. Again, this is February 17th. A quick note for those of you that are planning to attend this evening's event in Silverton. It's Parents' Rights in Education. It's an important event for you to learn about what's going on, what's being taught in Oregon schools, and what's being proposed to be taught in Oregon schools. That happens tonight. It is at Where did I put that? I will find it for you, folks. I thought I had it up here on the screen here, but apparently I don't. At any rate, it is held at a Farm Events Center, Silverton. It starts at 6 o'clock, and the doors open at 5:30. The Parents' Rights in Education founder, Suzanne Gallagher, is the main speaker. There are other speakers. I was scheduled to speak. I am dropping out of that tonight because primarily I have a very high temperature and still have not gotten over this thing. So I am not circulating anywhere over the next few days until I get this thing beat. Still taking my ivermectin and my other elements, but I'm not going to be there tonight. I have to cancel, unfortunately. But that's it's no reason for you not to be there and to learn what's going on. So that happens tonight in Silverton, and I will get that exact location for you again. All right, so what is it that's happening in Canada that could happen here? And I've been warning you about this. Yesterday, this is written on the 16th. Canadian federal parliament enacted Bill C-4 with the support of all political parties and no opposition from any elected member of parliament. This bill, while purporting to protect individuals from coercion and abuse in the form of conversion therapy, will instead criminalize Christianity in Canada. This bill's wording is sufficiently broad to allow for the criminal prosecution of Christians who would speak biblical truth in the lives of those in bondage to sexual sins like homosexuality and transgenderism. If passed by the Senate, get this. Even a mother or father who offers their children freedom from sexual sin through repentance and faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ could be threatened with 5 years in jail. Now, my friend who sent this to me commented this, said, what we need to understand here is this is the underlying and ultimate goal of government-imposed equity and inclusion social justice mandates. These mandates, along with things like critical race theory, are not only a pervasive effort to enforce structural Marxism in every area of life. The ultimate goal is to eliminate or by criminalizing promulgation and practice, both public and private, the biblical Christianity, and to use social structures and pressures enshrined by law to silence and shame Christians who won't renounce their faith. Now, there's a website here. This is Liberty Coalition of Canada. And when we come back from the break, I will get into more of this. But folks, this is where we are headed in America. Oh, I know we have a First Amendment. But do you trust a U.S. Supreme Court to protect your rights? Or do we not allow this to happen ever, period, by becoming law? It's 6:20. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Mo writes an email that he's not getting any sound. Mo, are you talking about on the internet? I will let producer Phil know And we'll go from there. Just check your settings, Mo, just to be sure. Tonight's meeting of Parents' Rights in Education in the Silverton School District is at the Gallen House Farm Events Center. The Gallen House Farm Events Center, 7263 Gallen House Road in Silverton. Starts from, it goes from 6 to 9. Suzanne Gallagher, who's the founder of Parents' Rights in Education. By the way, they are growing all across the country. I think they're in 9 states now. Because people have woke up. Parents have woke up. And that's the powerful denominator here that I think is a huge game change. And that's what I would have talked about tonight. I cannot make it tonight because of my... apparently I'm not over this thing. I had 104 degree temperature last night. I'm certainly better this morning. But anyway, I'm not circulating anywhere in this condition. That's what I tell you folks to do. And I'm practicing what I preach. Anyway, Ray Hackey will be there. He's a great attorney here for Pacific Justice Institute in Salem. Beth Jones, who's a lawyer, is a candidate for House District 17, my old district, who's running amongst other things. And Donna Kreitzenberg, who's the campaign manager for Education Freedom for Oregon. If you want to learn what's going on in Oregon schools and what you can do about it, this would be a good meeting for you to show up at. So that's tonight. Is the Gallen House Farm Events Center from 6 to 9. That is 7263 Gallen House Road in Silverton. Doors open at 5:30. Okay, friends? All right. So, this group in Canada is pushing back on, and this group is the Liberty Coalition of Canada, and they're broadly speaking to other ministers and elders, and they are requesting churches stand up against what amounts to a ban on teaching the Christian tenets out of the Bible. The legislation may have committed high blasphemy, they write, by referring to biblical teaching as, quote, myths, unquote, in this legislation. We all must tremble to consider what terrifying judgments will be visited upon our nation for this bold gesture of hatred towards the Most High God. We now request your congregation's help in standing against this attack upon the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We're requesting all Bible-believing Christian churches in Canada to unite together in faithfulness to Christian sexual ethics and the biblical gospel. On the first Lord's Day, the bill C4 comes into effect, which was yesterday, January 16th. Please publicly preach a sermon that specifically proclaims the biblical truth that homosexuality and transgenderism are serious sins condemned by the law of God that exclude a sinner from salvation without repentance. Also, in this sermon, please proclaim the Savior Jesus Christ in his atoning death and life-giving Holy Spirit as a perfect and complete Savior to all those in sexual sin. Finally, we request that your church prayerfully commit to doing the same thing in 1 year and every year following on the anniversary of the Bill C-4's passing. So, can this happen here? This just happened in Canada. They have basically created a circumstance like they're trying to do in America, where Christianity, one of the basic tenets of Christianity is truth. What God teaches in the Word is truth. God never lies. And in this case, if we teach His truth, in Canada, that truth has been criminalized. They're trying to do the same thing here, using the guise of equity, inclusion, and broadly defining the word hate, hate speech. We have those laws in Oregon, and we have them on the federal books. How long until what happens in Canada is codified happens in America, despite the First Amendment? Back in a moment at 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Yours truly has gotten a little sick. I'm just going over this... you know, folks, I've got 104 degree temperature. I had one last night. It's much better this morning because I actually slept pretty well. But at any rate, I'm not going to be at the Parents' Rights and Education event tonight in Silverton at the Gallon House Farm Event Center. I do want to encourage you to show up because this issue of education is profound. There's a story. And all of this ties together with what is happening in Canada. Criminalization of Christianity. Okay? It's all being done with critical race theory, inclusion, and equity. We have hate speech laws in America and in Oregon. And I'm going to tell you that the expansion of hate speech definitions is definitely how they're going to do this and try to get around the First Amendment. There's no question about it. But there's another story. This is why this issue of public education is so important for you to be there tonight. In California, parents sued after the state of California required Aztec prayers in public schools. Oopsies. In fact, it's not only Aztec prayers, but it was another religion that is voodoo. The state agreed to a settlement. They agreed to change the policy and to pay $100,000 in lawyers' fees. The Thomas More Society, along with other groups, filed a lawsuit. I think we talked about this some weeks ago. The state was saying it was being taught as poetry and history. No, it wasn't. It was quite different. At any rate, this is why it's important to stand up in the public schools, folks. Friends, I want to remind you, if you're, it's pretty cold out there. Last night, never got above 38 degrees. Here on the farm, and if If your heating and air conditioning system is not keeping up, you better call Freedom Heating and Air. They can get out there right away. They can fix it. They can make you feel better and do it right away. 503-580-1456 is their phone number, 503-580-1456. Freedom Heating and Air. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. By the way, the Virginia governor, Youngkin, got sworn in, responds to Northern Virginia school systems that refuse to get rid of mask mandates. He's going to lower the boom on them. Good for him. Good for him. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff. KSLM.news. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes,
great man.
Always I have neglected to mention that. My bad.
Well, that's why I did it for you, Jeff. We're a
Thank
team.
You. Thank you. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Number one, fortunately, we have a constitution that protects our freedom of religion, but we have to fight for it no matter what, and we can't let them change the narrative and say, oh, we're white, hate speech and all that kind of stuff. And I agree with you 100%. We got to push back and push back hard, or otherwise we will lose our rights. There is no doubt about that. Glenn Youngkin did it right. He said, hey,
yeah, I did.
Parents, you decide, okay, whether you want your kid to wear a mask or not, and have the freedom as a parent to choose. And I think that's a great way to approach it. Also, Jeff, I just wanted to quickly mention, have you used any of those therapeutics, especially the one with the hydrogen peroxide and iodine, to kill those germs in your upper respiratory, your nasal passages and stuff? Have you done that, Jeff?
I have not yet, but I do intend to do that. I'm going to give myself a couple of days before I go out into public.
You definitely should do that. But, I don't know what you got. You may have the Omicron, you may not. But killing the germs in your upper respiratory places, your nasal passages and your throat will definitely, my friends who got this crap did use it therapeutics and their fever broke within 24 hours. So take care of yourself, Jeff. And be careful, you're getting older, just like me. You got to protect yourself about getting pneumonia and stuff, because that's not a good thing to get. Hey, I love you, man. God bless you. Feel better and use those therapeutics sooner than later, Jeff, because it ain't going to hurt you to try. Love you,
no,
man.
No, it won't at all, and I'm happy to try anything. Because I am concerned, and I appreciate it, Art. I'll let you go. But I am concerned, which is why I'm staying inside. I'm not going out. It's like I said, it's down here in the South Valley. Sun never came out last couple of days. It's 38 degrees here. Yesterday, I think it's 35 or 36 here right now. It's darned cold out there. And I'm not going to go out in that stuff because I don't want to get pneumonia. There's no point to that. So, I'll just hang out and stay nice and warm. I've got plenty of book work and other things to do as we go along here. But I appreciate that, Art. And I will definitely try those various therapeutics. I think that's really important. Let's see here. Rosalie sent me a email. By the way, it's 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. That YouTube bans counseling channel for hate speech after a conversion therapy report. So YouTube deleted the account of a nonprofit counseling organization for hate speech days after a left-leaning group published a report about conversion therapy online, attacking the organization. So what's going on, folks? Now, this is how they're going to get around the First Amendment. It's not going to be overtly the way they've done it in Canada, folks. Okay? It's going to be through third parties that are going to act as these kinds of, well, what they've been doing. And they're not going to stop. YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of them are going to continue to push a narrative. And this is how they'll get around the First Amendment. And the narrative is simple, is that Christianity teaching that you can overcome your homosexuality, that's hate speech. You can overcome your transgenderism. That's hate speech. And they're going to lump it all into, as they already are, they're going to lump it all in the realm of racism. Because when you don't allow the teaching of Aztec prayers, or Santeria prayers, these ethnic studies, which California, and by the way, their ethnic studies curriculum in California, it's 900 pages, folks. It instructed students to chant the prayers for emotional nourishment after a lesson that may be emotionally taxing or even when student engagement may appear to be low. And, of course, California was very, very proud to be the first state to offer a statewide ethnic studies model for educators. They adopted that on March 18th, 2021. They got sued shortly after it. This is why you have to stand up for everything you believe. We cannot let this get started here. And we have to take action against the third party people in America that are going to use these reasons to infringe on our Christianity, our First Amendment rights.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We will get to Jess and Rebecca in a moment. Pfeiffer Roofing has this great new product called Roof Max. You hear me talk about it because it's real and it works. It is a product that is made from soybeans. It's all natural, and they just spray it on your asphalt shingle roof that maybe is getting towards the end of its life. And it rejuvenates it, and it gives it new life, and it does it at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. So if you want to watch a great video about this product called Roof Max, go to their website, PfeifferRoofing.com. I'll spell that for you. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. Roofing.com. Or just give them a call. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. See if your roof is a good candidate for RoofMax. 503-647-4725. 647-4725. Let's go to Jess. Jess, good morning.
Morning. Okay, I did a little bit of homework as per your request. Sorry I didn't send it to you. I don't like playing on computers anymore than I have to. What you want to see is located in Annex ESF-8 of the Polk County Emergency Operations Plan.
Okay, hang on. Let me write this down. It's Annex what now?
F-8 Annex. Echo Sierra Foxtrot 8.
Okay.
Of the EOP. Anyways, it definitely talks about the forced quarantines. The deal about the forced inoculations or any other medical procedure, I'm not finding that piece.
Okay.
But they do talk about forced quarantine. They could have changed it, or they could have stashed it somewhere where they don't want nobody to see it. You know, Mr. Probst was a very good Republican as a commissioner over there, and during that particular point in time, he bowed out for a little bit and had a temporary come in. I don't know the gentleman. He was pretty savvy. Apparently, he had sat in that chair for same kind of reasons before, but Mr. Probst wasn't feeling too good, and shortly after 06, I think 07, 08, he died. He was a good patriot. And so on that particular day, I lost that argument, and that's where she stood. But that stuff came out of the sheriff's office under Bob Wolf. So that's what happened.
Okay. So it does talk about forced quarantines, correct?
Correct.
Okay, but you can't find the vaccination piece anywhere, but you recall that they talked about it.
Oh, no, I don't recall. I know, because I argued against it hard. They even brought out Supreme Court rulings, specifically citing Judge Jackson. Tantamount to what that federal judge did for the military this past weekend, pointing out that, you know, an emergency or an exigent circumstance does not and cannot overcome the Constitution or a part of the Constitution. And so that's what I was arguing from on this one as part of my, you know, backing to make it a strong argument. But that temporary and Ron Dodge, Democrat, but a good guy, and Tom Ritchie, I think it was Tom, but Ritchie was his last name. And I don't recall exactly where he sat on the fence. But he was pretty amenable to logic and reason. It just didn't work out on that day for me, for us.
Okay, and again, give out, so our audience can hear it, give out the specific EOP.
Okay, it's part of the annex, and it's ESF-8. And it's probably still,
okay, folks.
It was very difficult to mess around with the website. I do a better job when I have the actual manual in my hand, because then it's stupid proof. But yeah. What they publish,
Jess,
for the people
you.
To see is one thing.
I do appreciate it. I asked you for that.
You
followed up, and I'm grateful, and I will look at it. I promise you that.
Thank you,
Jess. I need to move on in a moment to Rebecca. I want to remind you, folks, that if you have trouble sleeping, I use a little bit of CBD in the evenings, and it really does help. Even when I've had this temperature, it has been helping me sleep. I buy my CBD from Pro Bioscience here in Salem. I want to encourage you to do that also. It's a very high-quality product. If you go online and buy at pro-bioscience.com, and use the discount code, the word new, for New Year, new, and you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
I wanted to remind everybody about the biodiversity treaty that was that Bill Clinton signed when he was in the White House. And that treaty was never ratified by the Senate, but the Democrats have always acted like it was the law of the land. Whenever you come to anything, any bill that they want to get passed, and they've created false situations whenever they want to pass a bill. This whole thing is built on lies. For example, they passed, when Obama was in the White House, they passed in the middle of the night, they passed the hate crimes bill right during Christmas break. It went over everybody's head that they had passed the hate crimes bill and turned it into turned our Constitution on its head. And that's the kind of thing that needs to come before the Supreme Court, because all this little stuff that they're creating at every state, in every county, in every city, this is just one example, the hate crimes bill, that's where they're getting their power to say that Christians shouldn't do this or say that or whatever. And it was all based on a false story he was killed, but he wasn't killed by homosexual haters. He was killed by another homosexual. And it was discovered to be a false story by a homosexual. But that the homosexual who wrote a book about it, his story, he has been absolutely, he's a homosexual, and yet he himself has had his trying to get the truth out censored. So it doesn't have anything to do with just censoring Christians. It has to do with censoring anybody who tries to get the truth out. And the whole thing is just, they have such a stack of lies that everything is built on, that everybody is not aware of. That, and when they pull something out of the hat, it's just like that Alice that fell down in the hole and went to a strange land. That's what our country Indeed. Is like right now.
Indeed. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate you reminding us of how that got passed in the middle of the night in the Clinton years. Folks, do join the Parents' Rights in Education event tonight. I will not be there because I'm not feeling well, as you know. It starts at 6 o'clock from 6 to 9 at the Gallon House Farm Event Center, Gallon House Road. Well worth it for you to be there. Last today. I will see you tomorrow.